Welcome back, everybody, to this week's Wicked Riff Wednesday, where I am going to show you how wicked riffs are actually invented, where they come from, what gets them started. We are going to design our own wicked riff live tonight within about, I'm going to do it in about 5 minutes, okay? So stick around. You're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, changing rock history, one podcast at a time. All right, everybody, welcome back to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. My name is Lou Lombardi. Yet again, another Wicked Riff Wednesday. It's going to be a fun one, too. Can't wait to get into it. I got the old Lester P out, and he is ready to rock, so we're going to have a good time with that. First things first, you are listening to Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Go to LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com. And there's all kind of cool swag there. There's great merchandise you can pick up, t-shirts and all that happy horse shit. And share the podcast. You see the cool podcast? Please share them around. This is how you can do your part to keep great guitar-driven rock alive. So do all that there at LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com. If you want to dig a little deeper, if you're a real rock and roller, you're like, yeah, I'm really freaking serious about great guitar-driven rock, I invite you to join my inner circle where you get exclusive music, exclusive video, you get to hang out live with me. We got Anthony, we got Bill, we got a few people hanging out with us tonight live with me while I record these things. Give me feedback, give me your ideas for future episodes. You can do that at LouLombardiMusic.com/innercircle, LouLombardiMusic.com/innercircle, and that is where we get behind the scenes a bit. All kind of cool stuff there. LouLombardiMusic.com/innercircle. Okay, so let's get into our show today, which is Wicked Riffs. Where do they come from? How does it get started? What does a guitar player typically do when he wants to come up with a wicked riff? So, it isn't totally preconceived. It's typically not like written down. You know, they're not sitting there with like notation paper going, I want a C and then a B and then a, they're not really doing that. Typically what happens is the guy or gal, the person, the guitar player is jamming on the guitar. Sometimes just kind of noodling, sometimes playing something that they already know. And couple things can happen. They could be playing something that they know and make a mistake, and that mistake can lead them like, oh, wait a minute, here's a way to mix that up or change that around. I could come up with my own thing. Sometimes it's just a matter of feeling really inspired by the sound you're using that will cause you to kind of feel a certain way that you want to come up, that, and you end up coming up with some cool stuff, some cool riffs. Sometimes it's like, I want to write something in this vein. I want to write something around a blues scale, or I want to write something that's, you know, kind of Sabbath-y or kind of, Led Zeppelin-y or kind of Iron Maiden-ish or something. So sometimes there is a little preconception involved. And a lot of times it's just jamming. So we're going to jam for a minute here. I haven't worked anything out ahead of time. I promise. That just explained the setup. I'm using, playing my Les Paul. I am playing through my Serratone head. Running into the Serratone head is my Angry Charlie overdrive pedal, and I'm using a smidge of octave, a pog for octave, because what I've discovered is if I put a little octave on it, it sounds fatter, and when I play single note lines that I want to turn into a song, they sound a little more complete because it's got that octave and it's got that bass note kind of playing along with it. But it's set real subtle. So a couple things you want to keep in mind. Stuff like this. that's cool, like noodling, but a riff is generally something that's going to be a lot more simple, something more memorable, something that's repeatable, something that you could come back to in a song. Sometimes it's chord-based, sometimes it's single-note stuff. So I'm going to jam a little bit. I'm going to give it a couple of minutes here and we'll see what we can come up with, but I think that I can come up with a pretty cool riff here. Now, I like that, but I want to do something that... That's it. So, I think the core of what we're going to have here is... So that is a riff. It's really that simple. We could sit here and I could come up with a whole bunch. Just took a kind of a basic musical idea, noodled around with it. Really, what you guys saw happen was it kind of just popped out just as I started playing the guitar, mainly because I really was enjoying the sound that I'm hearing coming back through the monitors. I'm playing a very awesome guitar, just a freaking awesome guitar. This Les Paul is just amazing. So I write a lot on this guitar, and that is a little secret. I'll give you like a little bonus secret here. Part of it is having a great instrument. My trick, how I decide how to buy a guitar is if I pick that guitar up and I start playing a riff, I start coming up with something like almost immediately that I've never played before, a cool riff, a cool song idea, I know that I need to get that guitar, or that is a guitar I should get. So it just popped out. Just because I felt inspired, I was enjoying what I was doing. Very simple. It doesn't have to be anything complicated. Do too complicated, you can lose it. Now, there are complicated riffs, and we've talked about tracks like Black Dog and stuff in the past, and we will do that. Maybe next time I'll do something based on something a little bit more complicated, a little bit more around a scale. There I did something kind of a combination of chord and blues scale kind of thing mixed in. So that's pretty much it, guys. I know you might go like, it can't be that simple. But guys, that's really what it is. Guys are rocking out on the guitar. They're feeling really good. They got a good feeling about what they're doing. And that's how music happens. It is all about the feeling. All right, guys, you've been listening to Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Wicked Riff Wednesday. If you got ideas for Wicked Riff Wednesday, stuff you want me to cover, riffs you want me to talk about, things you want me to dissect, things you want to know about riffs, about great guitar-driven rock, hit me up, and I'll gladly do a show on it. You can follow you can go to my website at LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com. Please share the podcast. That's how you do your part. If you want to dig a little deeper, there is LouLombardiMusic.com/InnerCircle. You can join my inner circle. There's exclusive music, exclusive video, and exclusive interaction, conversation, and feedback that you can get involved with there as well. Guys, it's been a lot of fun. I love showing you guys stuff like this, and there's going to be a lot more to come in coming weeks. So thanks for hanging around, and I'll catch you guys on the next Ludini Rock and Roll Circus! And we are out.